Now, the best-loved family on the air, the Goldbergs, brought to you by the makers of Oxydol. But first, a question. How long does it usually take you to do the family washing? Some women, you know, are still in the basement every Monday, still slaving away when other women, right next door perhaps, have their clothes out on the line, been finished for hours. Now, that may not be true in your case, but the fact remains, if you're still scrubbing and boiling, still using old-style soap, you can save yourself up to an hour or more on a big washing and be among the first to get your clothes out by changing to Oxydol. And what's more, you'll have the kind of washes women turn to admire, often envy. I mean every piece as beautifully white as you could possibly want. You see, Oxydol soaks dirt loose and does it efficiently. All you do is soak the clothes 15 minutes in Oxydol's famous soaking suds and you're ready to rinse. The particularly grimy spots where the dirt's ground in, spots like collar bands and cuffs, may need a few quick rubs between the fingers. But as to washboard scrubbing, as to boiling, there's no reason for it. And getting back to the way Oxydol gets clothes really white, here's proof. Recently, a number of tests were made in which certain well-known laundry soaps were used and compared for white washing. The soaps included several well-known bar, chip, and granulated soaps. Well, these tests, made on the most exact scientific basis, showed that cup for cup, Oxydol washes whiter than less modern soaps tested by 4 to 5 shades. It's a new, improved soap made by Procter & Gamble, makers of fine soap for more than 100 years. Why not put Oxydol to a test for speed? Use it Monday. You know how long it takes you to wash with an old-style soap? Well, notice the time you save with its no-scrub, no-boil soap. You'll find you get through far earlier, and that means more time to rest in this hot weather, more time to enjoy yourself. Ask for a box the next time you go to the store. Remember the name, Oxydol. And now let's see what's happening at the Goldbergs. Broken-hearted and bewildered, Sammy has finally agreed to take Joyce back to the sanitarium. Last night, when Molly told him the girl is mentally ill and had to be returned to the hospital, he refused to believe it and refused to have any part in taking her back. Today, however, he realizes it's the only way to cure this girl he loves and is ready to start for the train with Joyce. Molly feels the tragedy deeply. Listen.
Say, darling, take Joyce out to Mike's car. They're waiting. Joyce is sitting on the porch.
And she'll come to the station, Molly?
No.
Why?
I can't.
Did you say goodbye?
Yes.
Did George ask any questions?
No, sir, no.
The nurses are at the station already.
I know the nurses and the doctors at the station already, I know.
Did you tell Tim?
I'll tell him.
Where is he?
On the porch, George. Tell him I want him, Dick. And Jake, darling. The less you say, I mean...
I know.
Please, Dick.
Molly.
Yeah.
The only thing to tell Tim is that the nurses will be in the last car on the train.
I know. I told them of it.
Molly, I thought you were going to hold yourself together.
I am, Dick.
Please, Molly, please.
Sammy, Mama wants you. But hurry. You'll miss the train.
All right.
Family?
What, Ma?
Nothing. Only it's time to leave, huh?
Gee, Ma.
Shut up.
She thinks I'm sitting at a Mike's cousin to be with Rosie and Sue. I have to be the one to take her back to a prison.
It's a hospital, family.
Not to her, it isn't. She believes everything I tell her. Gee, Ma.
She'll get better, family, darling. She'll get better. With gentle care and understanding, family, she'll get better. The nicest said it, darling. The nicest said it. She'll get better, family, please. Please, family, darling. Joyce mustn't see you like that, please. She'll recognize. Please. Here, family, dear. Take a few more dollars. You wouldn't be so far from New York when you get to the hospital. And if you feel like it, Go to see Mrs. Bloom, Pamela Dunn. Spend a few days with Mikey. It is to be a vacation for you, Pamela.
Yeah, sure. Well, vacation. It'll be fine. A vacation.
You were going to the station.
I couldn't, Pamela, darling. I couldn't.
When was Sammy to death?
I told him to stop off at Mrs. Bloom's for a few days. I don't think he will let me.
There's not. He'll get over it.
I hope so.
It was only a kid affair. Young love.
There's no other kind of love, Edna. Only young love. The way we first fall in love, we keep on falling. Like a pattern, Edna. A first is really the last. It's like a shadow that follows you your whole life. Sammy won't forget. Not Sammy. Yes, Edna, dear. There are things in life that hurt. But when your child is hurt, Edna, that's something that you'll know soon, Edna. Even now you can't know yet. But when you hear your baby cry for the first time, Edna, then you'll know.
Do I have to wait till I hear it cry? Isn't this enough?
Since when, Edna?
Yesterday.
Life.
The last time I was on a train, Sammy, I was a little girl.
Yeah.
Sammy, why did your mother cry when she said goodbye to me?
Well, all goodbyes are sad, Joy.
Oh, but this isn't really goodbye. It was only... We're not going to be very long.
I know.
Are we coming back tomorrow?
Maybe. Maybe not tomorrow.
Why? I'd like to come back tomorrow.
Why don't you look out of the window, John?
I don't want to. I want to look at you. The last time I was in a train, I was a little girl, and I was with my father. I loved him, Sammy, just like I love you. I always felt so safe when I was with him, just like I feel when I'm with you. Look at me when I'm talking to you, Sammy.
I am.
I want to tell you all the things I think of. The smoke and the whistle. They make me remember. My head's all crowded with the things I remember. I want to tell them to you. Because if I forget, then you'll know. And it'll be like my knowing, too. We're one. Isn't that how it is when two people? Isn't it wonderful? Husband? What? Just thinking of it. Two people out of a whole world of people. Two people. But it makes all the others go away. Someplace else. Like last night, when we were sitting up in the orchard. You and me. Only you and me. Hassan, you and me.
You and me.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
If you don't want me to talk, I won't, Sammy.
Just let me hold your hand, George.
She'll get well, the gentle care. Come on.
Where?
We're getting off.
This isn't our station.
We're getting off.
Well, Sammy.
Come on, Joyce. We're getting off, you and me.
Huh?
Come on.
Well,
excuse me, please. I'm getting off
here. Sammy.
Come on, Joyce.
I told you.
Excuse me, please. I'm getting off here. Come on, Joyce. Don't ask
Sammy.
Me. Excuse me, please. Come on, this way, Joyce. Watch the step. Come on.
But the train's leaving. The train's going away.
I don't know. We're here. You and me. And we're going to stay that way.
Huh?
You and me, Joyce. Just you and me.
So poor Sammy couldn't go through with it. Couldn't bring himself to leave the girl he loved. The train is still on its way with the nurses. But Sammy and Joyce have left to go their own way. But where can they go? Sammy has no job, no money. What's to happen to these two youngsters? And what will Molly do when she learns Sammy and Joyce have run off? Don't fail to listen on Monday. And in the meantime, remember, Oxydol is a new, improved, granulated soap that ends scrubbing and boiling. And if, as a thrifty homemaker, you're wondering whether it costs any more to use than old-style soap, the answer is no, quite the contrary. In use, Oxydol is one of the most economical soaps you can buy. For tests show that one cupful of Oxydol makes as much rich, lively suds as up to three cupfuls of less energetic soaps, including less energetic granulated soaps tested. And that, you know, is the secret of economical washing. More active suds than inefficient soaps give, and more of them. And that's exactly what you get from Oxydol. Another thing, the gentle Oxydol way of soaking dirt loose instead of scrubbing and boiling it loose saves wear and tear on fabric. Clothes last longer washed this way. So to save money on soap, to save money on clothes, to save yourself all scrubbing and boiling, change to Oxydol now. That name is spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L. Get the large size package. It means additional economy. And be sure to hear the Goldbergs Monday. And what will happen to Sammy and Joyce, alone on the road together? Until Monday then, this same time, same station, this is Arch Millett wishing you a pleasant weekend for the makers of Oxydol.